Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. This is Stunt or Stupid.
Yes.
Should we come up with some intro for you? I feel like we should. What are you going to do here?
It's called Chubby Cheetos. So much like Chubby Bunny, where you put marshmallows in your mouth and you see how many fit in there. And each time you have to say Chubby Bunny, it's going to be each time I put a Cheeto in my mouth. These are Cheeto cheese puffs, which are big and thick and probably choke to death. And what you do is you put in and I have to say Chubby Cheeto each time until I can't say Chubby Cheeto. So, of course, I bought only the best kind. That's the Bachmann Jacks. These are the kind that like are fairly inexpensive, and the kids love them. Kids being me.
All right.
So, smell of Cheetos. Love those.
Yum.
Yep. Gotta love those.
Can I have one?
Sure.
All right. Very good.
Feel free.
All right. Go ahead. We need to start this now.
Okay. We do it. Okay.
All right.
All right. So, I will now have my first Cheeto. I have to say Chubby Cheetos.
Yeah.
Chubby Cheetos.
All right.
Oh, I thought
that was close.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Chubby Cheetos.
All right, so one.
Chubby Cheetos.
Welcome four.
I'm not over. Chubby Cheetos. Number five. Hello.
I can kind of still make out what you're saying.
Number six.
Number six? Aren't they melting now?
No, they're not. There's no problem with the sucked up all the saliva in the mouth.
Do we have to dump? What did you say?
I said suck all the saliva. S-U-C-K-S. Okay. Here comes number seven.
Sounded like you gained 5 pounds on that one.
Number eight.
You ever see a chipmunk store nuts for the winter?
That's exactly what it looks like.
I
don't know about that one.
What number is this? Did you say 11 or 7?
Nine.
I like he waves five fingers at you. Nine!
Now he's waving one finger at Phil.
Number 11.
What did you say?
Number 11.
Somebody said something after that.
He mumbles. I don't know. Number 11.
Interesting. I feel like some of these, I don't think number one is still in there. Okay.
Number 12.
12.
Chubby Cheetos.
You have a big mouth.
That was much clearer than like number 7.
These have to be milk.
No, it's still over there.
We've never really figured out how we're going to save you if you start choking.
Coffee.
Stick my fingers down there and jam them. Break them apart. Your fingers are gross right now.
They're disgusting.
What'd you say?
14.
Oh. Is this the best time ever?
Can you imagine if he had to call 911 for himself? No one would know what's going on.
Robbie Cheetos?
Okay, this is number what?
16?
15.
15. 15, okay, 7.
You know, whatever.
tummy. He says. My tummy speaks first. Okay. 16.
All right.
Oh, my God. I need a napkin.
Ow.
Tummy. He says.
Ha, ha, ha. All right. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
This, I feel like we're in the danger zone now. Your head looks like Jabba the Hutt. They just spit part out. So would that be 17 and a half?
You should do this before your next driver's license photo.
Tummy whistles. 19.
I'm going to do the math on the calories.
19. Okay. Tummy whistles.
And we should do the bit where the clock, you see the arms of the clock moving. It's like 3 in the afternoon. He's on
301.
301.
Number 20.
Number 20? 20.
Uh-huh.
You have to be swallowing some of this. It's got to be melted. There's no way that would all fit in your mouth.
What?
Oh, no! Oh, no!
He's got the paper bag out. He's spitting it out now. AJ's doing chubby Cheetos. He stuck 21 Cheetos in his mouth. Now he's basically vomiting in a paper bag in the studio.
How did you know he was choking? Well, he left his own fingerprints around his neck and Cheeto dust.
21.
All right. Very good.
21.
Wow.
I thought maybe 6.
Yeah.
That's... Now my mouth is bigger than I thought.
Oh. You proud of yourself?
Actually, I kind of am. And by the way, now these are all mine. My grubby fingers are in there. Cool.
Oh, yeah. I'm not touching them.
Yes.
You know, as you got around 18, 19, I thought this is, we're getting pretty close to death now.
Yeah, it felt like pretty close to death. I'm not going to lie. Oh, my God.
And I realized we never really put a plan together.
No, we did not. No, we just kind of winged it.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, I'm glad you're still alive.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Lieutenant Tyler Ty O'Neill with the Riverton Fire Department on the show. Good morning. Welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks for what you do.
Yes.
So what happened?
What do?
It was late Friday night. There was a moose that apparently had tried to cross the fence up by the reservoir in Barkhamsted. And somebody had sent me a text message that there was a moose over there to go check it out. And it ended up turning into a rescue call for the fire department. And we ended up cutting the fence with the jaws of life to get the fence out from under the moose.
Is there one moose that everybody's seeing, or do we have...
Multiple mooses
in the state this year.
Is that moose and mooses or just moose? I have no idea.
Yeah. Multiple moose?
I know mice and mouse, but yeah. Moose and mises? No, I have no idea.
So I think I read somewhere that the DEP or DEEP now, they estimate the moose population to be some very low number. Moose are very migratory, so they could be all over the place.
Right.
I don't think that this is the same one that was seen like down by the mall in Danbury, but...
It was shopping.
Yeah.
Everything was shopping.
That's wild. So did you see the picture of it, AJ? It got stuck on a fence. That did not look comfortable.
No, it did not. That explains why his eyes were so wide by its crotch. It's like, ooh.
Yeah, like he was jumping the fence and his hind legs didn't make it, so the metal rods were going into his, like, area.
They were poking around here.
I feel like everybody could see that picture. and sympathize with that animal. That was a tough spot.
Yep.
Tough spot.
And honestly, he's pretty lucky that it didn't poke through his skin at all. I mean, you know, that very easily could have impaled him, and he probably wouldn't have walked off into the woods.
Yeah, no. And it seemed like it had, like, one horn. Did it have, like, one horn on it?
Yeah, so he only had a horn on the left side of his head. The game warden that showed up thinks that he might have, like, been fighting with another moose or something like that.
Right. So it's had a tough life so far.
They are badass animals.
Yeah,
beautiful.
I'd hate to be in the middle of that
fight. Oh, yeah, no. I will miss you up.
Beautiful animals.
Hey, moose.
Badass.
Yep.
So when you're asked to cut this fence, I mean, how do you approach that? I'd be afraid that the thing might go bananas and, like, kick you in the head or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was pretty intimidating being so close to the thing. You hear these stories about how aggressive moose can be. So, that was a thought that was in the back of my head basically the whole time. So we used a little giant ladder to get over the fence to the other side and approach from behind the moose with the anticipation that once we cut the fence, he would continue on forward. So I cut the fence from the back side, and then – lo and behold, the moose turned around and started coming in my direction.
Oh,
so
great.
I beat feet out of there and climbed back over the fence very quickly.
I was trying to say thank you.
Okay, I'm out of here.
Moose!
I'd be afraid of that.
Yeah.
I don't, like, when I walk in the back of a horse, I am far enough away.
Yeah, it's like you can kick and knock you the next week.
Yeah.
Yep. You have moose prints.
Yeah, it was pretty intimidating being close to him like that. Hopefully the moose was able to realize that we were there to help him and not there as a threat. But
yeah,
I didn't want to get too close. I was about probably 5 feet away from him, the opposite end of that fence section when we cut it. So
how tall do you think he was?
With his head up in the air, probably at least 7 feet.
Jesus.
I mean, his back was taller than I am, and I'm about 5'9", so.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. And then he just walked off. He didn't run, just walked into the woods.
No, he just kind of, he walked off at a little brisk pace, but not, he wasn't running or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably was kind of numb back there for a while. Hanging out for a bit.
You know, you put your legs up higher than your...
Exactly.
Yeah, and then your feet are all
and like pins
sleeping.
And needles, like, ooh.
It's like, I lost a fight. I lost my antler.
I got stuck
on a fence.
Don't touch.
Right. Yeah. That's like the walk of shame on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Right.
You're missing a shoe.
Right.
You're all the shovels.
Yep. Like,
one hell of a night.
Yep.
Yeah. He's going to come back home to his parents, and they're like, what the hell happened to your antler?
Yeah. Where have you been? Yeah. You call.
Ty, thanks for what you do. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. Nice job.
Moose rescuer.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
And if I could just add that, volunteer fire departments, we're all volunteer in Barkhamsted, and most of the state has volunteer fire departments. So if anybody's looking to volunteer, everybody's looking for people right now.
Cool.
Yeah. It's tough, man. So very good. Yeah, you got to keep recruiting.
Yep.
Volunteer is tough.
I was told to stay away.
Bringing them in.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll link up to you on the radio station website.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Right. Thank you, sir.
Ty O'Neill with the Riverton Fire Department. Holy cow.
Say the moose.
Yeah, I'd want to be in like a sumo wrestling, one of those giant balloon suits.
So you can bounce when he kicks you.
With a helmet.
Like a soccer ball. Yeah. Doing, doing, Poing! Doing. Right. Yeah, look, he landed in a reservoir. Splash.
Yeah, you don't want to be behind him, but you don't want to be near that one antler either.
Yeah.
No.
There was no good place to stand.
Not really.
Yeah, it's intimidating. I had the greatest cheeseburger on the planet.
Looks good.
Friday.
Looks really good.
At the Welk with CEO Jeff Warshaw. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. So, what'd you think?
Yeah, that was the best burger. It's the best burger I've ever had.
Good, man.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Now, all, due respect to, Lake Zor Burger.
Yeah.
Drive-in. They're it's a roadside place.
Yeah, it's great.
It's roadside.
Yeah.
This was a restaurant.
Right, right.
Yeah, in Westport.
Yeah, so why don't we just say that there was two categories. One was the casual roadside category, and yours won for that.
Yes.
And the more restaurant-style burger went to the Welk.
Yeah. What was on that burger at the Welk?
Phenomenal smoky bacon.
Cool.
Cheese, sauce. I think I'm trying to remember. It just
Yeah.
It's, some green I tend to look at it as one unit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's one unit. Like, it's like dissecting a person. It's like it's much more important to look at the whole individual. I wouldn't judge you just by your arm, Chaz.
Right.
Or, good. You know, you're just beautiful.
It's the totality of the ingredients that made it.
Right.
Yeah, I just, from the roll to the burger itself, you could tell it's fresh meat.
Yeah.
And the ingredients really melded together.
Nice.
Is this a cheeseburger or just a burger?
Cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah. It was like every part of that.
Oh, it was a bacon cheeseburger.
Right.
I mean, a bacon cheeseburger, right? Okay. I mean,
yeah, you gotta have a bacon cheeseburger.
That's got to be the unrivaled king.
Yeah,
the bacon cheeseburger.
That's nature's perfect food, right there.
It's excellent.
But that was something. Like, I really can't.
And the fries, great. And I gave you a couple little treats to start to kind of whet your appetite.
Oh,
right?
Those look so good.
Oh
too.
My god,
those deviled eggs. Was that like pickled onions on top?
Yeah, pickled onions and a fried oyster.
Killer. That fried oyster was amazing, too.
It was nuts.
I was like, I would have just demolished an entire lunch.
If you put a dozen of those in front of me, I would have had them all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, easily, right?
Yeah, easy. I mean, what I often do is, because I have so many things there that I like, I'll share a burger and get a bunch of other things. I'll take you back there just to try a bunch of different things, which you'll enjoy as well. But the burger, as you know, I don't eat that many burgers. And so it's a very special occasion for me and unprecedented for me to have two in a week.
Yeah, it was the Welk in Westport.
Yep.
And the staff there couldn't be nicer.
Oh.
And I got to tell you, we walked in around 11:50. And by 12:31 o'clock, it was mobbed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. They got a picture of the deviled eggs on their website.
I'm looking at the one that Chaz took. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Those look delicious. That burger, like, I'm looking at the crust section. You cut it in half, apparently, and it just looks perfect from top to bottom. The bun looks so freaking good. Oh, my God. I'm actually drooling right now.
So, you know, the good news is you can actually go and get one.
Right. Oh, I will. I can't right now. I'm working. But I'm so there.
Another thing is they have a really good chicken sandwich as well with like a pimento cheese, which is really good too.
Oh, pimento cheese.
No, but this guy has a history. Jeff was running through it while we were there. That restaurant has the DNA of greatness, like New York and, you know, other Westport restaurants.
Yeah.
It's not like a guy just woke up one day and said, hey, I want to do this, and I'm going to try to make a burger.
Right.
Like, this is decades in the making.
Tinkering.
A perfection.
I mean, Bill is an artist. You know, I was saying that it makes me nuts because there's some of the old dishes that he made when he was at, like, La Farm. And I'll say, can you just make that for me once? He's like, nope, not going to do it. Not the same. You know, and he goes, you wouldn't enjoy it as much anyway. But Bill and Massimo, they're the owners. And you met Andrea. She kind of keeps the whole thing going. They have a bunch of other restaurants that are terrific. But, you know, for the burger, the Welk is my favorite. And when they used to own La Farm, when Bill was at La Farm, that was my favorite burger then, too. So, anyway, I mean, Bill, he did my wedding 10 years ago. So
that says everything we need to know.
But I don't think he does much weddings. I think it was a special thing because I twisted his arm enough. But it was. I'm so glad that you were able to enjoy that, and I'm so glad that I was able to have your formerly favorite, well, no, your favorite burger for that experience. So it's been really fun. Now we got to think of our next frontier to conquer.
I know. Where do you go from there? Yeah, right. Roadside food.
Yeah.
What else did we have to, was it a fried oyster?
It was a baked oyster.
Baked.
They call it roasted. And then we had the roasted oyster, and we had the eggs, but the deviled eggs, but there are lots of other things. So they make this great mushroom dish where they actually, like, has a plop, like, like a raw egg, and when you mix it up, it kind of cooks, and it's really delicious, very spicy, and like a chili oil. It's really good. And even the salads are, delicious. He doesn't know how to make bad food.
That's good.
I got to tell you, we're so blessed in Connecticut. I don't think we realize it.
Right.
When you leave this area.
Right.
The food drops off.
Yeah, no professional sports. We got great eating.
But at any time, you could just drive to Westport and, get this great, all over the state.
Yep. Oh, I'll be there.
I would never think, I'm going to go into Westport for a burger.
Right.
But, man, holy crap. Now.
We have in Westport, we have an embarrassment of riches as far as restaurants. We have a handful of, two really great restaurateurs and, really great restaurants in Westport. One of the many things I love about the town. But it was really fun. I'm so glad to share with you. And you got to meet my buddy, Jesse.
Yeah.
Which, we broke our duo for that special occasion. He was in town, and I and you were kind enough to allow him to join us. And we had a great time, and can't wait for the next one.
Well, he was an All-American fencer.
Oh.
He came in sixth in the nation. And I thought, well, if the line is long for the burger, we're going to need him to get us out to the front of the line. But what a really down-to-earth, cool guy he is. He was sixth in the nation. Yeah, he was it was the guy who was teaching me. He was like, no, well, you got to be good to be sixth in the nation.
I would say yes.
The guy that taught him that he was his fencing partner was first.
Right.
So he was that guy was first. He was sixth.
Nice.
Don't just back into that.
And that guy was a freshman.
Yeah.
That guy was a freshman at the time, and he went on to be an Olympian. And so, but he's more than his fencing. He's been, as I told you, I was best man at his wedding way too many years ago. It's got to be close to 30 years ago. I was best man at his wedding. So I'm so glad I was had the opportunity to introduce you guys.
Yeah, no, that was a ripping time.
Awesome.
Great food, bonding over burgers. Yeah. It was awesome. All right. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for that. Thanks for lunch.
All right. Looking forward to the next one. All
right. Me too.
Think of a great idea for the next one.
All right. All right. We'll start thinking down. I've tried to pay a couple times. Yeah, he just, nope, you're not paying.
I just go to the bathroom.
All right. Can we go tomorrow, too?
Check comes, go to the bathroom.
That's a good plan.
Yeah. Wash my hands thoroughly.
Disappear.
Oh, it's all paid. I'll get the next one. Yeah.
Oh, you paid for that already?
I was going to pay for it. Okay.
Darn it.
I'll get the next one. Yeah.
Firefighters spent 20 minutes removing a traffic cone stuck on a 10-year-old's head.
20 minutes, really?
20 minutes.
Really?
That's them. The teachers were trying for much longer.
Oh, my God. How fat was this kid's head?
Firefighters were called to a school to save a 10-year-old boy who had his head stuck in a traffic cone while playing.
Normally, you use the wider end of the cone to put on your head.
Right.
Yeah, I wonder if he used the small end.
Right.
And he looked like one of those dogs coming back from the vet.
Right. Had the cone going on, yep.
I don't know what you did, but
I
can't undo this.
After trying to shift the cone themselves for a half an hour, teachers at the school in Malaysia called emergency services. Why'd you say like that?
I don't
what does
know.
That mean?
I'm just thinking, Malaysia. It's probably a different kind of cone, I don't know. Just pour oil down it. That's all you got to do. Pour oil down it. The kid's head's wet. Just pop it right off. I could have had that off the kid's head in 5 minutes.
Really?
Yep. Just grab it. Just start shaking. The kid's going to his body weight is definitely going to just.
What if it stretches his head out?
Well, then he shouldn't have put his head in there in the first place. Then it's cone head.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time, too, picturing why this was so difficult.
Yeah. Here's an idea. One person holds him, the other person holds the cone, and you pull. Done.
Okay. The kid was probably screaming in agony.
Well, don't stick your head in the cone in the first place, number one. Number two, you're not going to do that again. Number three, it's going to be a little pain involved.
I love that. Just reading the story, we know that kids in other countries are just as dumbasses as we are.
Right. That's true.
But he wasn't the only one involved. I'm sure kids pulled that thing down tight on his head.
Right. Bryce, ears got in the way.
They have a picture of this.
Yeah.
He put it over his face.
Suppose.
Oh, that way.
Over his face? So
there's the bottom of the cone, AJ, is not the flat, sort of like black square that we're picturing.
Okay.
It's a round shape and it's got like a lip where there's like a little indent that's hollow.
Yeah.
So the lip went over the part of the head, like they couldn't get it back over without scraping hair and skin.
Oh, so it looked like an anteater.
Yeah.
Or in Beetlejuice.
Right, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, where they stretched his face out. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Like the fish face.
Yes. All right, so still, just pull. You'll learn not to do it ever again.
But it's not the soft rubber one that you're thinking of. It's not like one of those safety cones.
Is there a
hard plastic cone.
Is there a hole at the end of it you can just kind of push with a stick?
Blow a lot of air in there.
Right, exactly.
Blow his face out.
Foot right out.
But again,
close your eyes.
That lip that's stuck over his head, it's going to scrape all of his skin and his hair.
Cone over 10-year-old.
I don't think
head.
AJ cares.
No, because you were dumb.
His chin and his ears are in this cone.
Again, it goes back to why'd you do that?
Yeah, no, agreed.
You shouldn't have done it. These are things we want to see. Just make a montage of firefighters have to cut rings off a guy's like dongs.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Like you show up at the emergency room. The doctor's like, call the fire department.
Right.
We don't know. Yeah.
All right. So all you gotta do is just measure where the kid's face ends, right, and just cut the cone that way.
Looking at the picture now.
So you can see his face, and then you just just cut the rest of the plastic off. So it's easy. That's not that bad.
Is that what they wound up doing? Because that's how I would do it, too.
His friends seem so concerned. They're sitting like, he does this all the time. Two kids are sitting there like, whatever.
The one kid that's cross-legged looks like, I'm in trouble.
And why is the fireman wearing a motorcycle helmet?
Yeah, I know, right?
Do you expect many problems to happen, like flying plastic?
Interesting fire helmet.
Yeah. It's so simple. Just cut that part off. Let the kid live with it for a couple of days.
No, you're right. Definitely cut that part in half so at least he can see.
Yeah.
And you're not worried about, like, oxygen, I guess. Like, I don't know how tight it is in there, but.
Yeah. All you got to do is you hacksaw the rim a little bit so it breaks, and then you just pull it right off.
I like your idea of just leaving it on there. Cut him two eye holes and a mouth hole. And
exactly,
like,
right.
You got to live like this now.
Right. You're now cone face. Yes.
Hey, good news, bad news. You don't have to think about a Halloween costume.
Right.
But you're going to be living with this for a while.
Exactly.
And good luck getting your T-shirt on.
You have to drink all your food from now on. Won't do that again, will you?
I always, when those kids get stuck inside the grappler machines?
Yeah.
I want to just leave them in there.
Right, just give them a roll of quarters.
Oh, the claw machines.
Yeah, claw machines.
Yeah, give the parents a roll of quarters. Get your kid out.
You said the grappler. I'm like, wow, that sounds really intense.
Yeah.
I feel like we should save machine. Those
That'd
kids.
That'd be even more fun.
Yeah. Right. But you can have your kid or you can have this lobster harmonica.
Yeah.
Harmonica.
I just think you should leave them in there.
Right.
Like, because you had to work to get in there.
Exactly.
You knew you shouldn't have been going in there. And now you're stuck in there. And now we have to help you.
Figure your way out. That could be like a reality series. The kid lives in the claw machine.
I like that the kid is stuck. The firefighters are there to help him, and people are taking pictures.
Look how stupid this kid is.
Oh, I'm documenting this.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, we're going to remind him for the rest of his life every single day. Hey, Coneface, get over here.
Well, there's a, we could revisit. How you made the news.
Exactly.
This kid's got a story.
Right.
It's just if he called it in with the cone on his head, he wouldn't understand what he's saying. I'm sorry. Mouthpiece.
Mouthpiece.
Now, here's another one. This lady made the news.
Okay.
Florida woman pulled a gun when she thought someone was cutting in line.
Justifiable.
For gas.
Justifiable.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, didn't you almost fight an old man at a gas station?
It wasn't really a fight. I was letting him know he was going the wrong way, and it turned into an entire place wanting to kill me.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, when I saw somebody reaching behind their seat and getting something, I said, time to get out of Dodge.
Time to go.
Yep.
59-year-old woman named Terry Lynn Johns got arrested on Saturday for pulling a gun on two people waiting in line for gas. She thought two women in another car were trying to cut in front of her. This happened in Fort Myers. They just got hit really hard.
Right. So folks are a little stressed out right now.
People are stressed. They're trying to get gas. Like, just essentials aren't easy to get.
She's probably been there for hours. This person just rolls up out of nowhere.
Wait, are we defending this person?
Yes, I am.
For pulling a gun.
Oh, she didn't shoot. Pointed.
I am not with this person.
Just pointed.
There are other ways to handle this.
Okay.
You can't default to lawlessness after something like this. Like, everybody's got to take care of everybody.
Hmm.
Got it done.
I think she just wanted to show the gun. Like, you want to think about this?
Exactly, right.
But this is 2022. It's not, 1860.
Right.
My tank may be empty, but my chamber is full.
So she pulls a gun out.
Right. Well, don't go cutting the line.
Yeah.
The same.
It turned out they weren't even trying to cut the line.
So what are you doing over there?
They were trying to turn around.
Oh. Well, what are you going to do?
That was their answer after the fact.
Yeah, maybe the exact...
That's because they got
the
caught.
Gun, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Who are we with on this? The gun puller? The line cutter?
I'm with the lady.
The lady who showed the gun.
You waited online all this damn time. Someone looks like they're going to go cutting into the line. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You almost had an aneurysm because someone didn't park right at a pizza place.
Exactly right. So realize the source.
Of course you're with
realize
the gun lady.
Realize the source.
Stacy and Bristol.
So I'm calling in actually for how my husband made the news. Oh. So on December 29th, 2018, my husband fell 35 feet off of a roof in Franklin, Massachusetts on a job.
Ooh.
Phil, can you see if you can look this story
35
up?
Feet, wow.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, 35
distance,
feet.
Yeah.
2000, what day was
it? Yeah.
December 29th.
December 29th, 2018.
Wow, right before New Year's.
Wow. Right. The ball dropped toward he.
Exactly.
He was testing the ball. Yep, that's a good distance.
Yeah. It works.
Exactly.
Is he okay now?
Oh, that's a good question.
He is.
Okay, good.
All right. Four years later.
We can laugh about
alive.
It now. Okay, cool.
He's okay.
Right. Was he dressed like in silver?
Yeah. Silver and gold. There you go.
Right. Down he went.
Wow.
Yep.
So he was on a roof and fell off the roof?
Yes, he fell off the roof, and he made the news in Franklin, Mass.
Right.
I think there was like a 35-second clip on it.
Yeah, pay attention, Phil.
I thought you meant to pull the story, but you meant...
A construction accident taking place in Franklin, Massachusetts. Yep. The fire department says that a contractor fell about 25 to 30 feet off of a roof there. This all happened around 8 o'clock this morning on Washington Street. Fire officials say that the man was taken to Rhode Island Hospital. We are waiting for an update on his condition. We'll bring you any more information as soon as it becomes available.
So when you fall off a roof, like how badly damaged are you?
He's alive.
How hurt was he?
Yeah.
Oh, he was in a coma for 8 weeks.
What?
Wow, pay attention, Phil.
Yeah.
Right.
He was really hurt. Really
8 weeks?
He,
wow.
Finally, at about end of 2019 is when he started coming around a little, from walking and stuff, but he still has severe issues.
Oh, man.
I know. Can you believe it? But, that's how he made the news.
Yep.
It's nasty. Falling off there's no right way to land.
Right.
You think like, oh, try to land on my feet and roll, but you can really mess up your ankles.
Yeah, flapping your arms ain't gonna work.
Oh.
Nope.
You need your knees to work if you're gonna continue to climb a ladder and like be a roofer. Like there's no right way to land.
Do you get that little sign that says yipes like Wile E. Coyote?
Exactly.
Calm a friend.
So
you guys were married.
You saw it coming.
You guys were married for how long?
And screamed, get an ambulance.
You guys were married for how long when this happened?
Oh, geez. We've been married for probably 17 years.
Oh, okay. So you get the phone call?
I did, and I got a phone call of, hey, you need to go to Rhode Island Hospital and pick your husband up. He broke his arm.
He broke his arm. Okay.
Oh, didn't want to freak out. That's way better.
Right.
Yeah, well, that wasn't the case that I walked into, unfortunately.
No. That was you drove carefully. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all flipped out or laughing.
Wow.
Yeah,
exactly, because I had a two-hour drive there. So here I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to pick my husband up. He's got a broken arm. Yeah, okay.
Right. We'll get some lunch on the way home.
Oh, good, though. Oh, good.
Right. Yeah, no,
God is good, and he's well and alive, and he's doing great.
Good.
Wow.
That's important.
8 weeks. Now you know it's 8 weeks, but when you're in week three or four, you're like, this could be 20 years.
Yeah, this could be forever.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Did you have any of those conversations?
So
like, well, how long do we let this go?
Yes. A lot of conversations with the doctors because it obviously was medically induced coma. So they were able to pull him in and out just to make sure he was still I don't even know what the word is, but still able to come out of it without, you know, too much, I guess, come out of the medicine without too much hassle. But, anyway.
He has the best excuse when he forgets something.
Truth. Yeah, fell off a roof.
I don't know. Yeah. Fell off a roof.
Remember that whole roof thing, right?
Yeah. It gets really hard. Guys who've been in the business a long time, even if they have a fall like this, they can't get back up on the roof.
No.
Yeah, it's like a mental thing. So, oh, it's really hard.
I wouldn't give it a second chance. Hell
I
no.
see roofers walking around the roof like it's 2 feet off the ground.
Yeah. Like when you see like a cat like walking up, like it's like, how do you even do that?
Yeah, they don't even care.
Wait, unbelievable.
They have claws, so.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
So I told my husband, you don't have 9 lives. I think you're out of them.
Yeah. So what's he doing now?
Basement fork.
So he's he works a little bit, and mostly he's home because he really can't work all that much. So
holy crap,
it's a tough thing, man.
All right,
it is
great
it
story.
Is. I feel bad for him. Anyway.
Glad he made it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So thank you, Stacey.
Thank you.
And we found the news report.
We did.
Fisherman Joe.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
My story on how I made the news, which I've made it about 4 times, but I'll just give you one story. Last year, a buddy of mine...
give us the headline of each story, and then we're going to pick the story we want.
Cool. Oh, nice. Okay.
All right, so say number one, I did this. Number two, and just a sentence for each one, and then we'll pick the number we like. Go ahead.
Okay, last year, fishing at Wharton Brook, second Saturday of April.
Nope.
The year before that... second Saturday of April, fishing at Hubbard Park.
Nope.
It was on Channel 3.
Okay.
Year before that, it was around the Daffodil Festival. We were fishing over at Hubbard Park.
Team Pattern. All right. Good. Good. All right. 4, I feel it's going to be the winner. What's 4?
4 was we were fishing at Hubbard Park the same day a couple years ago. Another newscast came over. It was Channel 8.
You're a famous fisherman.
Okay, so basically it was slow news days.
Yeah, that's good.
I just happened to be in the right spot at the right time.
All right, great.
You again.
All right, so we'll just take that. We'll put you in the running.
Nice.
So we got all 4 stories, really.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, thank you.
Have a good one.
I should have known his name's Fisherman Joe.
Right. It was a
He's
fisherman.
Telling you right up front.
Right there. Yeah.
He could have found a body. That'd be cool.
Nikki in Milford. Hold on. You're right. He may have had the best story.
Right.
I was like, fishing, huh? Okay.
Yeah, I found an informant. Right. First, I caught a watch.
Yeah, I pulled a boot full of money out of the water.
Right, something like that, yeah.
Nikki in Milford.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So this story is also my husband's, and he had to go into work. So when he was 12, he made the news because he helped save his mom in the morning before they were going to school. She, wasn't acting right, so he had her lay down, and then she started to have a seizure. And so he, put something under her head and rolled her over to her side so she wouldn't choke. And then called 911, and paramedics got there.
Oh, my God.
He was on the news. And he got a letter from the mayor, and he was asked how he knew what to do.
He caused it.
And he said, from watching Black Hawk Down.
Nice.
That was, his favorite movie at the time, and it just come out, I think.
That was some movie.
So, yeah, he made the news. And
how old was he?
Appreciation letter from the mayor. 12.
He was 12.
Nice.
What town was this?
Hamden.
What year?
He's 30 now. So
that's 18 years ago.
So 2004.
I wonder what channel was he on? Do you remember?
I don't know that.
Okay. That's pretty wild. Saved his mom.
Look at that.
Get away with a lot of stuff after saving mom.
See, movies help.
Yeah.
All right, Nikki, thank you. You're in the running.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right. So if you get the Legends of Fear passes, you got to take your husband.
Of course.
And his mother.
Because that's good for
Well, we're only giving you 2, so.
Right.
Good luck. You got to pick one.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.